St. Louis in the Sixth World is a scary place. Heavily armed criminals running free. Mages that can control your thoughts from across the room. Hackers that can control your electronic devices. And strange, human-animal mashups looking for revenge on the world. And that just describes the team we're following. The rest of the world is even darker and scarier. You've been warned. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Burning Edge.
The team managed to successfully plant a data chip on their target to ruin her new career as a politician while saving some food from a protest. Catherine had to be carried from the casino after she inexplicably passed out right before finishing the job. We now rejoin the team in their AmeriCar, getting ready to leave the scene.
And JB is covered in food.
And I got... Wait, did I get some?
Oh, yeah. It's got some gravel in it, but yeah, it's viable food.
I'm chewing on the food. I'm spitting out the rocks as they appear.
Cassandra is looking on disgusted.
I offer some to Cassandra.
Cassandra attempts not to vomit and instead stares out the window, as one does when trying not to address the crazy person in the vehicle.
No more for me?
Great. How about you take it to go? Can we get out of here?
Would you like to miss his magic word?
Please.
Thank you very much, Cassandra. And JB starts the car and drives off.
So where would y'all like to go?
Stuffer Shack?
Stuffer Shack?
Go to the Stuffer Shack, we'll make a call, set up a meet, get paid.
Just somewhere where you can make a call to EZ or Slide?
Yeah, I'm just going to go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, basically we're roaming around while waiting for confirmation.
So who's calling who?
I don't want to talk to him.
Nobody wants you to talk to him. We'll call Easy. Since he's the assistant, he will most likely answer the phone.
Mika, are you trying to make a call? Because I have set up a wireless blocker. I apologize. I thought it would help us get out of the crowd.
Okay, that's actually
smart,
an idea.
Right? Yes. Okay, good. At least somebody thinks I'm fantastic.
Mika, find something wrong with that idea so we can slap him.
It is perfect.
The look on Micah's face at JB.
What?
Probably saying, turn it off.
Yes, I can. Would you like to say the magic word?
Please!
Well, thank you, Cassandra, for being a polite human bunny person. JB turns it off.
Good evening, Micah.
Job's done. When do we meet to get paid?
You have planted the chip on Miss Magliano?
Easy, was that the job you hired us for?
It is.
Then the job is done!
Excellent, excellent. Slide will be happy to hear it. Would you be good to meet in 2 hours at the hill?
Yeah, we'll be there 2 hours.
Excellent, excellent. God be with you.
Yeah. She'll disconnect. 2 hours at the hill. We gotta lay low for a couple hours. Where do we want to go? I strongly emphasize this. Preferably someplace with a booze where I can smoke.
Did you see the hill?
Yeah.
I can't go back to the hill.
Great, you could drop us off.
Okay, that'll work.
There you go. Now, can you just get us to a bar, a lounge, something?
I take him to Tufts and Tails.
Tufts and Tails is kind of on the outskirts of one of the less reputable districts of St. Louis. You pull up out front and the LED signs have already been lit up. They're very old school. The LED signs where they've got one of them turns off and the other one turns on and then they go back and forth. So it kind of looks like someone's moving. And they've got both a male dog human and a female cat girl interacting and their tails are swishing and kind of hitting each other. It looks about as classy as you would think a place like this could possibly look.
Cassandra is like halfway out of the vehicle before she starts actually noticing the sign, at which point she stands stock still and begins to slowly turn to glare at JB.
Wait, what's the matter?
What the hell is that?
This is Tustin Tills. It is a fantastic place to lie low. Which is the last place they're going to look for Shadowrunners? It is that weird animal hybrid strip club.
Come on, Cass. He's got a point. I mean, you're going to blend in.
Exactly. Where are we going to take two animal hybrid people to the animal
Cassandra
hybrid
tries
place?
To run a hand through her hair and ends up smacking into her ears and then just drags the hand down her face instead.
I hate you people so much.
All right. All right. Let's go in, get drinks, be normal customers. Behaving normally at a normal place.
Can we wake up Kat and bring her in?
Can we just put her in the trunk?
No, we're not going to leave Kat in the trunk. We're not going to leave her in the car.
We can't take in, unconscious.
Slap a patch on her and bring her in.
You want me to slap a patch on her?
Yeah.
JB takes out a Nicorette patch and
oh my god. Micah's walking into the club.
There's a large troll out front dressed in a typical bouncerish suit, ill-fitting even for someone like him. He looks kind of slummy. He glances over at you, notices that you are not carrying any assault rifles or obvious weaponry, and barely pays you any mind as you walk through the front door.
Hey, Teddy, how's it going, man?
Glad you know this guy.
Well, he doesn't know me.
You just hacked his comlink and stole his name, didn't you?
No, I come here all the time. He just never remembers me.
He grunts and nods and opens the door.
Sir.
I like you, Teddy. You're gonna go places, man.
That is not my name.
Yeah, sure it is, but that's a great joke. You always pull that on me.
And whoever's next, he will nod at. Deuce, did you follow on your Mirage?
Yes, I followed. And as soon as we got to this fine establishment.
Tufts and Tails, you can say it.
This establishment. Deuce gets off his bike and heads over to the car to check on Kat.
Kat, have you regained consciousness?
Let's say she's starting to.
Deuce will not go into this hole in the wall. We'll instead stay with Kat while she's reviving or coming to and try to figure out like what actually happened. Like, why did she just all of a sudden reboot?
I'm pretty sure her kind is very welcome in a establishment like Tufts and Tails.
I think they have to be conscious.
I believe most bars frown upon you carrying an unconscious person inside.
This isn't most bars, sir. This is Tufts
Teddy's
and
completely
Tails.
Used to it.
Cassandra kind of slinks in after whoever goes in after JB, pretty much trying to look as unnoticeable as possible, even though she has to be cleared by the bouncer, basically.
Micah is making a beeline right to a VIP booth space. She's going to throw money to anybody that stops her to get a booth.
So the inside is a lot nicer than you would expect based on the outside. Yes, there are still scantily clad surglings of various stripes dancing and doing all sorts of six world naughtiness.
This is the part where you find out that furries are very free with their money, which means that there's a lot of money to be made off of them.
Yep. For the first time in over a week, Cassandra feels like no one is staring at her at all. It is.
Aww.
She's completely clothed, and a lot of the other people, male and female, in here are not. So Micah manages to find a waitstaff person. As you approach it, Micah, to order a drink, its tail starts wagging. And they, I guess you ask them for a booth and some booze?
No, I'll put some Nguyen in his pocket and say, be a good boy and bird dog me some whiskey. I'm going to be in that booth over there.
They bristle a little bit at the good boy, but will go to the bar, get you some whiskey, and bring it to your table.
Hmm? I assume I'm going to see JB and Cassandra sit down, and I'm going to notice two are missing.
Mika, why are you so rude to Spot?
His name is Spot.
What do you mean? I said he was a good boy.
That is very rude in this place. You do not treat them as animals unless they ask you to. And then you absolutely treat them like animals.
Thank you. Thank you. The king of etiquette. Thank you for informing me.
I am the one that is not being rude right now.
Deonided Deuce. Where are you and Kat?
Still out in the car. She's slow to get back your normal self.
Can you help her come in and have a seat? Maybe some water, something might help. I don't think the two of you sitting in the dark late at night in this neighborhood alone is a good idea. Might draw attention.
Deuce will just send a message back to Micah that has his ammo count.
That will draw even more attention.
Kat is waking up, and she seems back to normal.
She will, like, clutch her head and slowly sit up.
You all right, Kat?
What happened?
Do you remember anything of what was going on in the casino?
I remember we were in the casino. My head hurts.
Yeah, you just kind of completely fell over. Like, I would say that you passed out, but it was more like you had a mild seizure.
Really?
Yeah. You were supposed to be creating a distraction, and you just tipped over, and that was the end of it.
My head hurts so bad.
Has anything like this ever happened to you before?
Not that I remember.
That's really weird. I wonder if it's from the surgery.
Do you think he fucked up my spine or something?
For his sake, he better hope he didn't.
Okay. Do you have anything to make my head stop hurting?
I don't. And I don't even know if this... In fact, I can almost guarantee that this place will just make it worse.
Where are we?
Some dreck hole that JB brought us to. Apparently he comes here a lot.
Gotcha.
I don't even know what the name is.
Where did all this happen? I mean, I hated Garrow, but I didn't used to have headaches all the time. Didn't used to have to worry about money or food or being scared I'll get caught or killed.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, Kat. Sometimes the hand we're dealt is just shit. And we just gotta try to make the best out of it, I guess.
So, like, are we Shadowrunners then? I heard somebody say that earlier.
I mean, I think that's probably the best way to describe what we're doing, yeah. I don't know if it's something I've come to terms with myself. After getting kicked out of the company as well, you just do what you have to survive. If that's what they call it, then yeah, I guess we're Shadowrunners.
Catherine starts crying. The traits made it seem a lot cooler than this.
Deuce will put a hand on her shoulder and just try to comfort her as best he can. Yeah, the Trids are nowhere near what our reality actually looks like.
That sucks. Catherine will just lean back against Deuce, kind of clutching her head with a hand.
Once we get a couple of jobs under our belts, Kat, it's got to get better. Having some Nuyen in our pocket, it helps.
I feel like I just want to sleep forever.
A good long nap does sound pretty good right now. Maybe not a dirt nap, though.
Preferably not.
I mean, you just have a cat nap, right?
Something like that. Yeah. Santa doesn't like being stared at, huh?
No, I don't think so. I would imagine being far out of the norm and constantly getting looked at in that way, it's gotta get to you eventually.
I've just always been stared at, and I just kind of have... It's normal.
Yeah, this... I don't know. Maybe it's because she wasn't always like that, and it's still so new. I couldn't imagine going through a change like that, though. I mean, it was weird enough back, you know, I don't even know if we ever talked about this before, but when I was in the military, something similar happened where I woke up and I was something different than I was before. I didn't ask for it. It just happened. I understand that it was all in the attempt to make me a better soldier, but it's not what I signed up for.
I never really signed up for anything. Everything was always chosen for me.
You know, that almost sounds like both a blessing and a curse. To not ever have to worry about anything. Everything's just taken care of for you. Decisions are made for you.
I mean, I did have to worry about stuff. Mostly Mr. Carroll.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about him anymore.
That's true. Still have to worry about Micah, though. She's scary.
Micah's definitely a scary one. I almost wonder if that's a defense mechanism of her own. And then there's JB.
JB's just gross. I don't like him. He's worse than Micah by a lot.
That's an understatement, Kat. Are you feeling a little bit better?
A little. My head still really hurts. The last thing I remember is being gambling in the casino with you. And then we went to do the distraction. You signaled to me, and that's all I remember.
Well, we got the job done.
That's good, at least.
We all got out of there, so.
Even JB?
Yeah, even JB.
Gotcha.
Why don't I see if there's a stuffer shack around close by, and maybe we can get you something for that headache.
That'd be nice. Thank you.
Deuce will pull up his overhead display and find the nearest stuffer shack, and then once he locates it, he'll hop on his bike and run there quick and get a couple things for, like, pain meds.
Catherine will try to go with you. She does not want to be left alone.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good thing, especially where JB brought us to.
So the rest of the team is drinking in there. Are you going to join them?
I mean, isn't the 2 hours almost up and we just have to meet at the hill?
You really don't want to take Kat in there?
I mean, she can go in there if she wants.
Catherine is currently following Deuce like a baby kitten.
Sounds like we're not going in.
After a appropriate amount of time spent at Tufts and Tails, is anyone incredibly inebriated, or were you taking it easy based on the fact that adult entertainment venues tend to have super expensive drinks?
Michael will nurse a drink. Make it last as long as she needs to before they have to leave with due time to get to the hill.
Well, Thumper just came from a bar to a bar, so she's not drinking much either, but she is not cognizant of the cost of the drinks.
JB's driving, so of course he's drinking.
The hill is a standard kind of, not strip mall, but strip mall adjacent, kind of out in the parking lot in front of a strip mall. Pretty nice Italian restaurant, white tablecloth, darkened alcoves for private conversations that guests enjoy, a great wine menu, that sort of thing. Very authentic Italian cuisine. They do have pizza on their menu, but it's only in the kids section of the menu. So it's probably, 9 o'clock now? 10 o'clock? So the early dinner rush has subsided, and the late night people have started to file in, and y'all are joining in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
JB's not allowed back at the hill.
Wait, does JB make this known to us as we...
We... The moment you said the hill, I cannot go. There was an incident.
JB, why aren't you coming in with us?
There was an incident. Let's leave it at that.
Wait, no, I didn't catch that. Why can't you come in?
There was an incident. It involved a waiter, some spaghetti, maybe a little bit of, you know, handsy stuff. I don't want to go too into it. It hurt me. Okay, it was a personal slight.
So you you never can come back to the hill?
I never go back to that restaurant.
Like never, never?
Never.
I think I have a new favorite restaurant.
Oh, rude.
Cassandra, meanwhile, is looking with a slightly disturbed expression as JB is admitting to never going back to a place of food. As in, not only is there the possibility that he was banned from one, but that he's actually respecting the ban.
Really, I mean, I don't have a fake mustache. Yeah, I'm going to drop him off and head to Stuffer Shack.
The host is standing there and takes y'all's names, whatever fake name you give him, and says it'll be about 10 minutes. Y'all are a little bit early. Do y'all wait at the bar?
Yeah.
You bunch of lushes.
Mm-hmm. What, am I going to stand in the foyer like a schlub?
After about 10 minutes, the host will seat you. Y'all ask for a private room.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can have a business meeting.
Business.
He seats you and the waiter comes by, takes drink orders, brings out some crusty bread and warm butter, that sort of thing. A little bit later, Easy comes walking in, looking great in his perfectly pressed white suit. He walks in as y'all are making small talk about whatever.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I have good authority that you have completed the appointed task that we have put in front of you. Let us have drinks in celebration. This business relationship will only grow stronger.
And he'll pull up a chair and sit down, and he orders a fancy bottle of wine to go along with whatever wine that y'all had ordered.
So, tell me about the job. How did it go?
Went smoothly. It's done. Do you need the details?
I'm a curious individual. I like stories.
Cassandra kind of turns around and looks around the establishment a moment before looking back. And
we're in a private room, though.
Yeah. At the same time, it's like, this feels like the kind of place I could easily have a listening device if somebody wanted to make money off of this.
He senses your discomfort and takes out of his jacket pocket a device about the size of a comlink and flips it on. All of your comlinks immediately lose signal and you hear a low hum of background noise.
Well, Easy. I don't really care too much for micromanagers. So if you want story time, you're going to find it somewhere else. But I'll tell you this, just to appease you somewhat. The target went in. Two members of the team planted the item. We left. And then you know the rest.
He looks a little disappointed. Shoulders slump a bit. And the waiter brings out the bottle of wine and he shakes his head and sends it back.
Very well. As we discussed, we have some sins for the remaining members of the team. And he pulls out data chip for Micah and one for,
it kind of looks around like, where is the other one? The loud and interesting individual.
Apparently he's banned from this particular establishment.
Now that is a story I would love to hear someday. Very well. I assume I can trust you to deliver this to him?
Yeah, yeah. I'll get it to him.
He drops it on the table and he pulls a certified cred stick out of his jacket, checks the readout, as we agreed upon, 8,000 Nuyen.
Well, if we are not going to have pleasantries, drinks, and story time, I am a busy man and must tend to my flock. With that, I believe we are done here, unless there is anything else that you need. If you need any spiritual comfort, for example.
No, Padre, I don't need any comfort. I just need my pay and my sin. That'll cover me for the night.
He cocks an eyebrow when you say you don't need spiritual healing. He clearly thinks you do, but does not say anything.
Are you actually a priest?
We are all children of God in our own ways, and some of us have risen to the occasion to help others. Nothing more, nothing less. If there is nothing else, I will bid you good evening, and he taps his comlink on the pay thing to pay for whatever you've already ordered, and we'll walk out.
Hi.
Dusil DNI to JB. You missed your chance. It was an open tab at the hill.
Now, it doesn't matter. The place sucks anyways. Everyone would want to go back there.
So the bread is some of the better bread that y'all have had in at least 2 weeks since, you know, you've been kind of homeless for that entire time. Whatever you order, I assume someone's going to order like the veal scallopini and someone gets some sort of linguine with white sauce. They're both fantastic.
Definitely going to have a meal since this is a meal I can have in peace.
And Catherine orders a lot of red meat.
Micah's going to look at everyone and say, so we've got a little new yin now. We've got the sins. We're going to need to find a better place to stay. I think we can find better accommodations. But I think we're also going to have to branch out and maybe find other people to work for. Can't keep going to slide for jobs. Right? Agreed?
Yeah. I get the feeling that if he starts thinking we're continually dependent upon him, it's going to go badly for us. So we need more options.
Exactly. I think we're going to have to stretch out a bit, see what we can find as far as other employment. So we're going to have to start working our contacts, trying to find a fixer or some other J's for some jobs.
I might be able to ask Hannibal if he knows anybody who looks for work like this. It seems like the kind of thing that he would stupidly get involved in from time to time, but I'm not sure how many other contacts I might have. Sometimes I wish that I didn't focus so much on my career. Career that's gone forever.
Yeah, it's best not to focus on that anymore. We got to just keep moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward. And she stabs down at her salmon and a white sauce with linguine.
What do you mean by contact?
People you know. Talk to other people you know. See if they can introduce you to somebody that might need people to help them with the job.
Cassandra kind of gives Micah a look and then darts her gaze over to Kat and does this like 2 to 3 more times.
Or make new friends. Go out there and make some new friends, Kat, and maybe those people can introduce you to people who may need.
I do know somebody.
There you go.
Cassandra's ears actually perk up because that strikes her as unusual.
And I'll work my contacts. But let me ask a question here because I don't want to have any issues come up later. Are you guys okay with doing family work?
They pay their bills.
They do indeed.
Like for your family?
Mike is going to kind of smile and nod. Yeah, the family.
Fine. If he'll help us.
Okay.
Deuce will kind of lean over and quietly say to Kat, family is not the kind of family you're used to, Kat.
I'm not used to any family.
Cassandra kind of spins some noodles around a fork and holds it up in front of her. It's like, talking about this in a place like this seems like the biggest stereotype we could have possibly come up with. And she kind of twirls the fork around before shrugging and continuing to eat.
Cass, this is the best place ever. This is a place JB can't come to. This is my new home.
I like it too.
See? Peace and quiet. Now, eventually, we're going to have to get them to let JB in, but we don't have to do that right away. We can enjoy this time right now.
Micah, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Having a place where we can all go without JB might be a good thing. Let's not try to get him back in.
I'm surprised that you, Deuce.
Really?
It's part of the team. Why would we exclude him?
I'm not saying exclude
him. Is there a reason we should exclude him? If we have to exclude him, we may as well just eliminate him now. Which, I'm okay. I'm open to that idea. I mean, he's done some questionable things, but...
Now, come on, Micah. You know that's not what I'm talking about.
No, it's not what you're talking about. I'm just busting your balls, Deuce. Come on.
Jeez.
It's a fun time. We're
Get
celebrating,
Get another
remember?
Glass, Micah.
Aw. Deuce, sometimes you're really sensitive. We got to work on that. Toughen you up. Make you a man.
Right. Sensitive.
So, enjoy a nice meal. Find new accommodations. Find some other avenues of work.
All right. Catherine kind of looks up at Deuce and then around to everybody else.
Kat, you're going to be okay with that?
No, I'm glad.
Okay. And Duffin says if, you know, you aren't comfortable being alone in new accommodations, you can probably bunk up with someone. She kind of points to Cass and Deuce.
Wait, I'll have to live alone?
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to live alone. If you're a little put off by that idea, I don't know why you would be. I relish it. But if you need to, I'm sure one of these guys would be happy to let you bunk up with them.
I guess I could, but I just never have before.
Whatever makes you comfortable.
Don't worry, Kat. We'll take care of that later. And just right now, enjoy the steak.
All right. Thank you.
So as we're getting close to being finished eating, Deuce is going to DNI JB again.
JB.
Oui?
Do you want anything from the hill?
And he sends a 10-item long list of things.
Get him the first thing from the list.
After he sends the list, Deuce is going to wait like 30 minutes before doing anything or before responding to JB. And actually what he'll do is about a half hour later, he'll meet up with JB and he'll say, JB, you didn't say the word.
You know, normally I would be very upset, but I like you. You're a good person.
Pretty sure Stuffer Shack's got some food for you, JB. Go eat up.
Well, chummers, that's a wrap for season one. There were some ups and downs, laughter and tears, car chases and murders. I'd like to say the team has come a long way since leaving Evo, but it's only been 2 weeks, and I'm not sure how much they've really grown. We're going to be taking a break from releasing episodes for a bit as we build our backlog back up, but we are still recording, so we won't be pod fading. We'd love to hear your thoughts on our project. You can join our Discord server at burning-edge.digitaldarkness.com/discord, or just tell us what you thought over Twitter at burningedgepod. See you in a bit in the shadows, chummers.
Jean-Baptiste, voiced by Jeff Elaine.
Hi, I'm Jupiter Sanders, and I am the voice of Micah.
I am DG7-C-S, open bracket A, close bracket, dash C4T13. And I am played by Tempest.
I'm Jake, and I play the character Deuce.
I'm Quar, and I play the former corporate security turned Shadowrunner, Thumper.
The Topps Company, Incorporated has sole ownership of the names, logo, artwork, marks, photographs, sounds, audio, video, and or any proprietary material used in connection with the game Shadowrun. The Topps Company, Incorporated has granted permission to Burning Edge to use such names, logos, artworks, marks, and or any proprietary materials for promotional and informational purposes on its website and podcast, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with Burning Edge in any official capacity whatsoever.
I'm a little bit amazed that y'all haven't groomed each other. Gross.
Ew. Gross.
JB, like, there is no chance JB is a vampire due to how he fucking eats.
Maybe I have, like, an internal sac that it all goes into.
Oh, don't talk about internal sacs.
It's better than external ones.
Oh. You're telling me.
Is everyone else turned on?
Yes.
Always.
Vampire the Masquerade is not a good role-playing game.
I love that you just said that so I can cleanly edit it, so now you said that. Sentient tacos are the next wave.
Yeah, they can crawl right in your mouth.
They can probably crawl. Never mind.
Oh.
Do you have a hot date tonight?
Oh, yeah.
If by hot date, you mean the microwaveable burrito.
No, he means the microwave.
Checks out.
On so many levels, that checks out.